everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the Signal Check presented by Door County Broadband. I'm Baxter. That's Eric. Hey, Eric, Happy New Year.
Hey, Baxter, Happy New Year.
How was your New Year? Did you have a good time with family and friends?
I did. This is probably not going to come as a shock to you, but I went ice fishing.
Aha. Are the fish your family? I feel like maybe this is what's transpiring.
So Saturday, we spent time with family on both Saturday and Sunday. So we went to go see Christina's family on Saturday, went and saw my family on Sunday, and then went ice fishing on Monday and Tuesday. So had a good time.
Pretty good deal in my opinion.
Yeah,
there.
Caught some trout, some panfish, had a good fish fry, and all was good. I had a wonderful New Year's. How about yourself? You had a lot going on.
I did. I have a lot going on. Obviously, we still have a newborn at home. So, you know, he was, 5-6 weeks at that point. So still navigating what it's like with two kids, let alone just a newborn. And we spent some time just with family, mostly just ourselves, though, which was good. But we also packed up and moved 3 minutes away.
Yes.
So we made a big move across Sturgeon Bay. We were more of the downtown area. Now we are more over in, I don't even know how to say it. There's like a subdivision kind of by the shipyard, I guess.
Okay.
So we're a couple streets off the shipyard. So, we're at a high enough elevation that we can see some of the cranes, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
And obviously anytime the horns go, we certainly hear those as well. But thankfully it's a good location. It's a nice family neighborhood, and, it's nice to finally own a home. I've rented homes the last couple years, and my wife and I were ready. We love this area. We love our jobs, and we're excited to put some roots down at least for maybe 5 to 10 years, and go from there, see what life has to offer. We're young, Eric.
You guys are mid-20s, is it?
I'll be 27 in a couple of days.
Really?
So on the 20th, I'll be an old man.
My birthday's actually Monday.
Really?
36 on Monday. Ah, so
you look good.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. So okay, you and Liz are adults, so you can handle,
correct.
How is Beckham doing? That little guy has had a lot thrown at him in the last couple of months. He's in brand new big brother.
Yeah.
Now he's got a new house that he's running around in. That guy's got a lot going on. How's he doing?
We ran the numbers the other day. Since Beckham is born, he's two. We've moved 5 times
since he's
been born. So, in the way it all kind of timed out, it was, people hear, oh my gosh, 5 times in 2 years. You got to know the situation to judge the situation. We were finishing up a lease when we had him, and then we said, well, we want to get a bigger place, and we lived in Milwaukee. So we moved to a bigger place. And then a couple of months after that, I ended up losing my job, and we're like, well, now what do we do? Do we want to stay in Milwaukee? And we found the jobs up in this Door County area,
so nice.
We moved up here. And then we moved into 2 vacation rentals, both short-term vacation rentals.
Okay.
Because we still didn't fully know if we were going to do this whole Door County thing. It's a nice place to visit, but we don't want to live up here. We didn't know.
Right.
So did that for 1.5 years and then finally decided, yeah, we want to stay. Hence why we then bought a house. So I know some people hear that and they're like, whoa, why 5 times in 2 years? It's like, it sounds worse than it actually was.
Okay. But that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. He's handling it well. He took Rio coming home a little difficult at first because suddenly mom and dad are showing love to somebody else. Also, he and I have formed a really good bond. So he and I are buddies now. And then he and mom they're all right. They're hanging out, but not as cool as with mom as he is with dad anymore, which is fine because Rio is all mom, obviously.
Right.
So it's been interesting, but overall he's done well. He's transitioned to the new house. There's a lot of space for him to run around. The basement's nice and wide open, so he can just book it back and forth and throw balls and
good
time. So
good,
it's good. He's doing good. He's a sharp 2-year-old and much smarter than I think some people give him credit for. So
well, that's great to hear.
We're excited. We've got a lot to talk to you on the show today. Not only are we going to talk about the Green Bay Packers hired their new head coach, we have things to talk about in terms of some of the basics of troubleshooting, the rise of the smart speakers, smart devices, and of course, referral credits.
Absolutely.
Did you know that Door County Broadband is on social media? You can follow us on Instagram and you can like us on Facebook. Stay up to date with the latest news, funny videos, and everything else that we have that comes out on our social media channels to give you a behind-the-scenes look and helpful ideas and tips about what's taking place here at Door County Broadband. We want to kick things off talking about referral credits because something that I think many people forget is you can make money by being a customer with DCB, and by making money, yet no, we're not going to send you a check, but we can take money off of your monthly bill if you successfully refer somebody to our service.
And so, they have to actually get it installed.
Exactly right. So if I am a current customer and I say, hey, Eric, you should go get DCB, and Eric, you know, inquires, we come out, we do a successful installation, I would get $50 applied to my account. It's a one-time thing for the $50, so it's not reoccurring. But if I get, you know,
multiple
right down
people
the road, and I get my grandparents, and you know, I keep getting $50
you can keep going and going and going. You know, I mean, it's a fantastic program. Any internet company I've ever worked for has done this.
Yeah, and it's a great idea.
I think I brought this up before, but there was this lady out in Seymour when I worked for a WISP, and she didn't pay internet for a year and a half to 2 years, something like that. I mean, it was insane how many people she was referring.
I'm surprised the company didn't give her a job. She's doing a better job of selling their company than the company.
She was a town clerk, so she was doing the town newsletter. And I don't know if she's supposed to or not, but at the bottom of that town newsletter, she says, contact such and such for high-speed internet and tell them I referred you. And we just started getting all these referrals coming in, and it was fantastic. We were happy to give her free internet for the amount of customers that she brought in. So if anybody has that that opportunity or you know the resources to do anything like that, by all means,
absolutely
do it. Save yourself some money. You know, I mean, I would assume that most people are like me, and then when they get a bill, they just don't want to pay it.
Right.
I hate paying bills, no matter how much it is, whether it's rent or if it's you know, a $50 internet bill. I don't like paying bills. So this is a good way to get out of paying one of those bills.
And a good area for folks that are listening is the Kewaunee County area. Now that we have these new towers that are upgraded,
correct,
there is a lot of real estate available as far as potential referral customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, some of the towers that, we've upgraded and we have plans to upgrade, they're going to be great potentials for people to go out there and refer people.
And we definitely recommend that you do so. And of course, if you have questions, and the big thing is, you know, you yourself, you don't have to call us and say, hey, Jim and Steve and Susie and Bob are all going to call you. You just need to make sure when those people call and they say, hey, I heard about your service because XYZ, who's a current customer, told me. And then we as customer service representatives go, oh, cool. We make a note, we put the credit on the account, and then if it's successful, it gets paid out onto their account. So we try to make it as easy as possible. If CSRs, if we're doing our job, we usually ask you, how'd you hear about
exactly
us?
Exactly.
If we're doing our job properly. It doesn't always work. It depends on how much coffee we've had, but it's a great way for you to reduce your internet bill. And like you mentioned, no one likes paying for things.
No, I hate it.
You know, even if it's something you want, you know, some people are like, I don't want to pay
really
for it, but
want
I want
that,
it.
But do I want to pay for it?
Right. Ugh. I know.
Being an adult is not fun.
Speaking of things that people like to pay for but don't want to pay for, smart speakers, smart devices. The house I just moved into had a Nest thermostat built into it.
Ooh,
so the previous owners put a Nest thermostat in. So I was kind of excited about that. I've heard of multiple smart homes and devices. My father-in-law has a very smart home. They've got the little like Ring doorbell, and they've got all this other stuff as well, which is fun. So I've never had the opportunity to actually use it. So I got the app on my phone and was really excited. And it's, I mean, how excited can you be about a thermostat? But
I could change the temperature from my bed.
Yeah, I could change it right now. I could freeze my wife out, or you know, turn it up to 85 and not say a word, and she'd probably be like, "What are you doing?" Because she doesn't have the app. I do, so I have it on my phone.
Okay,
she asked me like, "Do I need something for this?" I'm like, "No, you're fine." So maybe I'll play a prank on her one day when I know the kids aren't home and
crank up the heat and
something in the middle of summer. Put it up to 90. I don't want to damage anything either, but it's interesting because you see so many folks, and that's why we offer utility hold for folks that have smart thermostats that go away. But talk to me from your perspective about that. Seems like the rise, especially of smart speakers, are the thing. The Alexas, the smart homes, the Google Play, you know, the Google Homes, the Apple Homes. Everybody's got a home, I feel like, in your home.
Exactly. Alexa.
Are the smart devices causing any sort of hindrance on your internet connection? Are they pulling more? Are they data suckers, I guess? What
they
can you tell
can
us?
Be.
Okay.
They can be. I mean, well, all these devices are going to be wireless devices. it's twofold. Number one, because they're wireless, they're transmitting on a wireless frequency, and it does have the potential these devices can interfere with each other. So it's best to have a professional install some of these things, to make sure that they're on the proper channel. They're not interfering with anything else in the house, whether you got baby monitors. I mean, you got a little one at home. I don't know if you guys use baby monitors and stuff like that.
Yep.
They can interfere with each other. You know, the baby monitor can interfere with the Nest and, or the Alexa or anything like that, because it's wireless. If you're a DCB customer, your radio coming into the house can interfere with some of these devices, or these devices can interfere with your radio coming in, affecting your internet service. And yeah, absolutely. Anytime you have an extra device on the internet, it's going to use some of your bandwidth. Sitting in an idle state, maybe not so much. I don't know if they do automatic updates or anything like that. But the more and more devices you're putting in your house, the more bandwidth you're going to need. But this is where everything's going though.
I mean,
people just like, you know, just, I don't have any of this stuff at my house, surprisingly, but
I don't care.
Whatever. Oh my goodness. If I had something that could automatically order things off Amazon for
that's
me,
that's what's called Alexa.
Oh, I would be in a
Did you hear the story about the parrot that was ordering off Alexa via Amazon?
No.
There was a parrot.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
he heard his owners ordering things, so he learned the commands and started ordering things off of Amazon.
That's hilarious. This is where everything's going. Everything, we're getting into smart homes. Mm-hmm. And you need more bandwidth to be able to do that, and if you're on one of our basic packages, it's just not going to cut it. But this is where everybody's going. It makes everybody's lives simpler to be able to just be walking through the kitchen and you're cooking something and you're like, oh gosh, I don't have any of this. You know, Alexa, order this,
yep.
You know,
and add it to my list.
Just makes it so much easier for people.
And we've even seen Facebook get on board with this now, where they've got, I believe it's called Portal. It's just a video chatting thing, but it's, you know, these basically like big versions of iPads that are mounted that kind of will follow your movements, so you can, you know,
talk to
message people.
Basically,
yeah,
video chat.
Yeah, video chat, but you don't have to, you know, hold it. You have it wherever you are, stationary. And I know Google's done some of this also, and I think Amazon, they have their like a small version of this also. So we're definitely trending this way in a very unique area. The thing that I think takes the most bandwidth, and that's proven via data from Viasat, as I've got a blog in front of me here that I'm reading, but it's the cameras that suck the most data.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're essentially streaming sometimes HD, if you're super snobby, 4K video, just to make sure that your front door is fine.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, really?
It's a bandwidth hog. It really is. Yeah, surveillance cameras are absolutely the biggest culprit. You know, I've installed a lot of surveillance systems in my life, and one of the biggest issues with it is people want to be able to see those surveillance cameras.
Yep.
Off-site, so they can see what's going on in their property. I've done so many of them. I've done them for, you know, public safety for police departments in Green Bay, Marinette, Waukesha, Wauwatosa. Everybody wants the app. So if they're not at work, they're not at home, they can check in on these things.
Right.
It is a big bandwidth hog, and that's one of the limitations that we had when installing some of these systems out in rural areas. Is bandwidth consumption limits. People using Viasat, HughesNet, Exceed, WildBlue. I don't think that's a thing anymore. WildBlue, I think that's gone now. But that's how old I am. But people going over their bandwidth limits because they're checking in on their cameras. So
I gotta watch out for their cats or their dogs while they're away. That's a big thing. I've seen those cameras of you can, you know, have a little camera on your pet's food dish and you can talk to them while they're eating, and you can give them a treat while you're there.
Oh my goodness.
It's amazing. But just to put it into perspective too, for people, the average usage. So say you, if you're like me, you've got a Nest device in your home. If you get the, if you subscribe to Nest Aware and you're using the Nest camera for just monitoring your home, you'll average around 120 gigs of data a month. If you're doing it on a high resolution, you're around 300 gigs of data.
And that's a lot.
It is.
That is a lot. I know, just as a reference point, Exceed satellite internet, I think their bandwidth caps start at like 25 gig.
Wow.
For I think like $80 a month or something like that. I mean, it, you can burn through it fast.
Quick reminder for you on this break. If you have never visited our website, go over to DoorCountyBroadband.com. You can find great information about all the plans and services and speeds that we offer, along with really helpful informational videos of what services DCB can provide for you at your home. Fill out a service inquiry so we can find out if we can provide service or not at your location, go on vacation hold, and so much more. That's DoorCountyBroadband.com for all you need to know about your locally owned and operated fixed wireless broadband service provider. Let's talk about troubleshooting, because this is something that we get many phone calls of. Obviously, you do a lot of troubleshooting. Mm-hmm. Nate does a lot of troubleshooting. We have a level one technician, Jessie Hatch. She does a wonderful job.
Yes, she does.
Also, we feel like sometimes customers don't feel like they are capable of doing any sort of troubleshooting before they call in. You know, like, my internet's broken, I'm going to call.
Right.
I need to fix it. But you came up with some very straightforward and kind of basic reminders and hints to say, hey, before you pick up the phone, try this, because it might save you a phone call.
Absolutely. You know, when I don't do as many installs as I used to, but whenever I do one, or if I do a service call, I always talk to the customer about it. And say, you know, because there have been times that I have gone out, and there's nothing more frustrating than going out to a customer's house, unplugging it and plugging it back in again, or it's just not plugged in at all. You
right.
know, there's simple things that you can do at home before you pick up that phone call. Cause sometimes, you know, Jessica might be on another phone call,
right,
and you might get voicemail, and she'll give you a call back. Meanwhile, you're sitting there waiting for that call back. My internet's not working. They're getting frustrated, getting mad at us, throwing chairs and stuff like that. When, you know, sometimes, a lot of the times, all you have to do is just unplug it and plug it back in again.
It's amazing what a power cycle does for a person.
Just turn it off and on again. That's literally it. Every one of our customers has a cable coming in from their roof or their patio or the side of their house, coming from the radio, the antenna that we installed. There's a cable going into your house. Mm-hmm. It goes into a power adapter. That power adapter is what you need to unplug from the wall, from the AC power. Unplug the whole thing, as well as your router. Unplug it, plug it back in again, and just give it a fresh start. I mean, any piece of technology at some point, some way down the road, you're going to have to turn off and on again, because they're going to freeze up. Computers do it. So, you know, I've been having this thing with my Dish network at home. You know, I've been having a, I don't know what's going on. I might actually have to call them, because I've done the simple things.
Right.
You know, I unplug it back in again. Then it starts working. And then the next morning I have to do it all over again.
Maybe so it's your ex-wife around the corner.
Maybe she's sucking my
It's another episode
dish,
for those that are like,
network.
What? I don't understand. Go back. And it's worth the listen.
That's the first thing that you should do before you call, because that is the first thing that tier one support should be asking you to do to begin with, is unplug it, plug it back in again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can save yourself that phone call, by all means, do it.
Right.
And on top of that, while you're unplugging things, plugging it back in again, just check those connections. Just make sure that everything is plugged in all mm-hmm. the way. There's a possibility that maybe a plug just came out, and that might be a check to see if there's lights on your router. If there's no lights on the router, there should be lights on the router, so
right.
make sure that it's plugged in all the way properly. Another common thing that we see is people having their equipment in an outlet that's connected to a light switch.
Hmm.
I had one of those probably 2 months ago. The guy, I can't remember who it was. I wouldn't name him over the air anyways, but he had said, yeah, sometimes my internet works. You know, most of the time it works in the evenings, but when I'm home and during the day, it doesn't work at all.
Hmm.
Well, that's because in the evenings he has his lights on in the house, and during the day, if he's home, he has everything off because there's lights coming in through the living room. And that's the first thing I saw. I looked at his router. Lights were completely off. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, what's going on here? And it's plugged in. So I went around just flipping light switches, and next thing you know, the thing it popped on, and there
it's
we go.
Sometimes so easy.
It is.
Simple. And that even happens to us here in the office. You know, we've got dual monitors at our desks, and there's times where one of our monitors will go off. Uh-huh. And I've seen people struggle and be like, well, what? I didn't do anything. And literally, you just have to sometimes look in the back of the computer, and it's a cable that looks like it's plugged in, but it's wiggled itself just enough, and you just got to go pop it all the way, and then, oh, it's back.
Yep.
And sometimes it's that simple with, you know, an Ethernet cable or something that's just somehow.
Just enough.
Who knows? Just kids, enough. Dogs, whatever. Something happened, and it's just.
Maybe it's a squirrel. The place I was at this
some
morning.
Weird people out there.
I was at a place this morning at a tower. We were trying to figure out what was going on with the power at some tower. I was in the house talking to the owner, and she's like, yeah, I got a red squirrel that's running around in here somewhere. I'm like, you got a what? I got a red squirrel. Somehow it figured out how to get into the house, and it'll just sit up. Cause she's got like this open vaulted room, whatever. It's an old, it's like a log cabin or something like that. And she says, it'll just sit up in the rafters and it'll just stare at me.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
So maybe it's the squirrel. Maybe you got a red squirrel chewing on cables. I don't know.
You have bigger problems if that's what's going on.
Exactly.
Please get help if that's what's going on. But the biggest thing, and we want to drive this home, is you, and it might sound silly, but you're smarter than you think you are.
Absolutely.
Do some of those basic common sense steps and it will make such a big difference.
A lot of people wonder, I mean, and I've been asked, am I going to hurt anything if I unplug this? If we're cleaning? No, absolutely not. You're not going to hurt it if you unplug it. It can be unplugged. It'll be okay.
Speaking of things that will be okay, Green Bay Packers fans.
Oh,
let's get to the poll
exciting.
Question. Let's get to the poll question. For those that have been following along, you know that the Packers fired Mike McCarthy, quote unquote, halfway through the regular season. There's only like three games or four games left in the season.
He's done anyways.
They made the official announcement because ESPN's been reporting on it for like two or 3 days. But the official, truthful announcement, I even saw the picture of his parking spot at Lambeau Field, so it is official, they have agreed to bring in Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur, and he is now the new head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And we asked the question, we said, do you agree with the Green Bay Packers head coach selection? We have a resounding 80% said, bring on LaFleur. 20% said, wanted someone else. And it was 25 people voted, and I appreciate everyone that took the time to vote. I won't lie. I voted, wanted someone else. I think LaFleur is one of those people that has, cashed in on the Sean McVay and and Kyle Shanahan sweepstakes. He had one decent year with the Titans and a decent year with the Falcons, but he's still a young guy. There's a lot of promise there. I'm not taking that away from him, but I think Green Bay needed someone that was a little bit more seasoned and could potentially straighten the team out now. But I also understand the move of why they went offensive, because Aaron only has got a couple years left, and they're trying to get somebody in that will hopefully spice things up and use the weapons they have right now.
I think this was a decision that was geared more towards Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Matt LaFleur's coaching record, he's everywhere he's ever coached, he's either been a quarterback's coach or he's been an offensive coordinator. It's always been on that side of the ball, focused on the quarterbacks. So this was obviously a move for Aaron Rodgers. And they're not that far apart in age.
That's
either.
The funny part
about
it.
Aaron is 35.
And he's 39, right?
And he's 39, yeah.
This is very much a Sean McVay, Jared Goff situation, where, I mean, Sean McVay, when he got hired at the Rams, was that 2 years only now? Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years ago, I mean, he was 34, 35 years old. I mean, Jared Goff is mid-20s, but even still, you've got guys on the team, at least when you were the Rams coach there with McVay, that were possibly even older than you. And it's like, who's this little skinny white guy that's out here telling me what to do?
Exactly. Like, we now have the second youngest head coach in the NFL. I think I heard that on ESPN. So
he's the 15th head coach in the Packers history. Which
not
is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting pick. I'm not surprised with the pick. I'm excited to see what can happen, you know, with a change of leadership like this. Hopefully Aaron gets along with the guy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, cause, Aaron Rodgers is the leader of the pack and he needs to be able to get along with the head coach. And that's why I think they went with a quarterback's coach.
I agree.
To really amp up Aaron Rodgers and hopefully get us to a Super Bowl.
I certainly hope so. As a side note, speaking of quarterbacks, today is the 85th birthday of legendary quarterback Bart Starr.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday, Bart. Gentleman, of course, as many know, has been struggling with his health issues, but 85 years old today and still kicking.
Amazing.
It's very interesting. I have to ask you this. I have zero context, so I'm going to just ask it to you fast. As I was just looking up the Packers here, as I was trying to find our poll results, there was an article that's literally titled, "Should the Packers Consider Pursuing a Trade for Odell Beckham Jr.?" I don't know anything else besides that, but it's a headline of an article that's from clutchpoints.com, and it just kind of was interesting. But basically, the theme of the article, what I'm seeing on a quick thing, is they've got the new offensive coordinator, and they're trying to utilize Aaron Rodgers' durability for the next couple of years, and they really need to get more talent around Rodgers. You've got a possible solution between, you know, Devontae Adams and maybe Odell Beckham.
Is Odell a free agent this year?
Is he? Let's see. But I'm looking.
I mean, just,
there's just a
talented possibility
of a trade, I think, is what it sounds like. Is Beckham is making it sound like he may want to get out and potentially go play somewhere else.
I would welcome him here. I mean, that would be really cool to see Aaron Rodgers and Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an amazing team. It's very interesting. Who was the Viking years ago that was interested in coming to Green Bay? That
Randy Moss?
Yeah, Randy Moss.
Yeah, Randy Moss wanted to come and he wanted to come play with Favre.
Yeah, and I remember Brett Favre even saying that he'd be willing to give up some of his salary to pay for him. So that would have been cool to see, Brett Favre and Randy Moss. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham Jr., that would be a great matchup. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
And like I said, this is literally just me just tooling around fast. Right. And I just happened to see that sitting there. And I don't know
if the Packers have the money for him. They're paying a lot for Rodgers, and I don't know what LaFleur's contract is, but
yeah, it's looking like Odell Beckham Jr. is set to get some high amounts of cash coming up. He's worth the deal he currently has is $95 million with $65 million guaranteed. The fact that Rodgers now is the largest deal in NFL history. So it's not impossible, but you'd probably have to give up a whole heck of a lot to even consider it. Green Bay is not going to do it because Green Bay is Green Bay. I would be just floored if they made some sort of a huge move like that. Would it be wonderful? Would it be the possibly smart thing to do? Depends on what you get in the draft also.
Yeah, you got to wait for that.
Really struggling also.
Yeah, and the defense side of the ball, I think, is what needs the most work. I mean,
yes.
It's frustrating.
It is. I'm very interested to see. Speaking of, like we mentioned, Matt LaFleur, Texans, Redskins, Notre Dame, Falcons, Rams, Titans. That's his resume since he has been a professional coach.
You know, this is the first head coach we've had in a long time that's actually in shape.
You're not wrong.
The guy looks
Holmgren
like he works out.
No, he wasn't.
No, Holmgren was a big guy. He was a big guy.
Ray Rhodes could have probably hit somebody.
Yeah.
He
actually looks like he's in shape, you know, so.
I wonder if that brings more respect about a person also. Unless you're like an Andy Reid. Like Andy Reid's just like, yes, sir. Like, I will respect you. But like a Matt LaFleur, though.
If he's working out with his players, I don't know, doing bench presses with the players. We'll see.
I don't know. I'm interested. I'm very interested. But we'd love to hear your thoughts. If you haven't voted already, go over to the Door County Broadband Facebook page. Packers announcing the official signage of the new head coach, Matt LaFleur, at Lambeau Field. And I've got to ask, of course, have you seen the dodgeball references flying around?
Yes, I have. Yes.
That was my first thought.
That's funny. I mean, when I heard LaFleur, that's what I thought too.
I just see what's his face there? Ben? No. Ben? Who's the actor? Ben, is it Ben? I can't think of his last name.
I can't think of...
Oh my gosh.
This isn't supposed to be that difficult.
This is terrible. What is it? Ben Stiller.
Yes, Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, and then obviously you've got Vince Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
Because Vince Vaughn was LaFleur. Oh, this is last
yes,
name, right?
Yes, yeah,
the other
was
guy
LaFleur.
Was, you know, some dude from Globo Gym or whatever, but...
yeah, I've seen him. I've seen somebody comment on one of it. Can he dodge a wrench?
Yeah. There's pictures of Aaron Rodgers that were emerging with of him playing dodgeball, too. So people are like, it's meant to be! I'm like, oh, you guys have too much... The internet has too much time on it.
It is hilarious.
Holy cow.
Interesting strategy. Let's see if it pays
yeah,
off.
Yeah, we're going to see that meme a lot, I feel like, this year. Oh boy. But anyway, a big thanks to you, of course, for taking time, Eric, as you always do on the show. A lot of great things that we hit on today. As a reminder, those referral credits, great way to put $50 you know, towards your account, knock that monthly internet bill down. Smart devices are on the rise. If you have a security camera, that's probably what's sucking a lot of your bandwidth if you've got slower connection. So be sure to check the package when you buy one and say, hey, what's the demand on this?
Right.
Of course, also some of the basics of troubleshooting, you know, power cycling, unplugging, plugging back in before you actually give us a call.
Is
we obviously
it on?
Want to be helpful. But at the same time, sometimes you could, you know, alleviate that phone call just with a couple of simple things.
Absolutely.
And of course, the Packers with their new head coach. All this and so much more, of course, is available for you to go and listen to anytime on Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and wherever you get your podcasts. Final thoughts from you, Eric, as we zip out for another episode of The Signal Check?
Not really. Just excited to start this new year here. So we've got some exciting things in store for you guys. So happy to have you guys as customers. Happy to be here.
And it's great to be here as well. And we thank each and every one of you for your listenership and your loyalty as a customer of Door County Broadband. For Eric, I'm Baxter. We'll see you next week for another episode of The Signal Check. Have a great week, everyone. Mm-hmm.